Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show's talk radio to thrive by. I need to order a new headset, everybody. So if you're wondering, why is she always fidgeting with that headset? Because I have two, what do you call those, Benny? The mics that come with the arm? Standing, I don't know what you call them. Standing mics, no mics, somebody's mic.
I mean, there's tons of mic formats.
The ones like you have in the studio there.
Oh, just, well, the desk versions?
Yeah.
Well, they have an arm, built-in arm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you say the death version?
No, desk.
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 I'm like, I'm not coming over to your office.
Yeah,
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a tough one.
But I had two of them, and they broke. They just stopped working. And so I'm going back a little old school, my little headset, but soon to be replaced because I have very sensitive ears. And so my ears get hurt.
And we want to protect those. That's what you do for a living, right?
Let's just go do a rewind. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, we got a great show for you. Yep. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. We're going to be talking with them. They have a fabulous show that is starting very soon. We're going to talk about Leap of Faith. And this is really one of the coolest things to talk about. We don't talk about Leap of Faith quite as often as I think that I'd like to. But when you think about leap of faith, a lot of times what we think about is like these major leaps. Sometimes they're big and sometimes they're smaller. So sometimes it's like, oh, I'm going to go skydiving and I'm going to like jump out of a plane with some man strapped to my back and skydive 120 miles per hour. That's like a leap of faith. That's like a big leap of faith. Like you don't even know this guy. And he was sleeping the entire time on the way up. So you're thinking, what? Now he's pulling all the strings. But what about other leaps of faith? You know, what about things that literally hit every cell of your body? But first, let me tell you about these folks that are joining me here today. You know, you can say psychic medium, you could say spirit walker, but when you think about what the journey is that people have been on, you have to think about how lives get connected. So how do two people come together and create shades of spirit? And that's what you're going to hear today. But when you think about it, and you think about what each of them does, who they are, what they represent, they bring together a lifetime of gifts, and a lifetime of gifts that individually powerful in the world, but together even more powerful than you can imagine. You know, when I think about my experience of working with them now for a number of weeks, you know, what I love about this is both psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole bring the contemporary version of the bridge between science, spirituality. They bring together the modern day version of how to deliver messages and how to share the walk in contemporary times. Today, we're going to take a up close and personal look at what Leap of Faith is and why this is important and what their cool show is about. Welcome to you both. Welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having us. We were so excited.
Very, very excited.
I know. Excited about like actually having a conversation without me saying, you want to do that one more time?
Or, you know, I almost feel like it was that Catholic school girl slap on the wrist with the ruler. Also,
oh my God, so I know that
I love the tough love, though. That's what we enjoy.
Oh my gosh. That's when you get some time, I will tell you about my two Southern Baptist sisters and the first time my sister Joyce got hit with the ruler by the nun. I will tell you, that's a whole other story. Wow. I just had a flashback on that.
You're welcome.
Look at leap of faith. I think it tends to mean different things for different people.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, it has to do with something, how should I say, extraordinary that you agree to do that perhaps you didn't think you would do, but you have to take that leap. And there isn't any practicality in the nature of who you are that would allow you that to do that alone.
Absolutely.
And that's where the faith part comes in. I'd like to hear from each of you what your leap of faith was. Jamie, you want to go first?
I would love to go first. Right. I think that aha moment really was a few years ago when I decided that I wanted to start my own business. And that was the first step in my leap of faith. Day job, family, three kids, and let's add on one more thing and really start honing into what my passion is. Now, I loved my day job. I loved the people I worked with, but it wasn't fulfilling me at a spiritual level. It was the day job I went to, great hours, good benefits, but there was something lacking and missing. And the more I got myself into this kind of spiritual side of it and really just opened up completely about 5 years ago, was then I was hearing, you're going to be doing this full time. You're going to be passing the word along. You're going to be helping others. And it was, you know, a leap of faith then was to start a business in the middle of all of that. And we just evolved it, which was fantastic. Spirit Walker Nicole and I met a few years ago and really hit it off, you know, well, after a few months. But anyhow, no, we really did hit it off. And we started forming more classes and workshops and doing readings together. And that just started to evolve and evolve. So yeah, no, I think the biggest leap for me, though, was at the end of last year, contemplating whether or not I go back to work, to the day job.
Yeah.
And that was at the same time that my divorce was becoming final. So how do you stand there and justify leaving a very good day job, again, benefits, insurance, great hours, good people, to pursue your dream? Like, it seemed selfish and I was feeling guilty. But if it wasn't for the fact that Spirit Walker Nicole has been in my corner all these years and saying to me, you can do this. There is no reason why we cannot move this forward. You're the face, you're the name, you have this. You just need someone to believe in you and someone to help you get to that point. And so that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah. Hey, I think we all need a Spirit Walker, Nicole. I have one. I hadn't thought about it until you just said it. But I don't know, what could we call her? We're not going to call her Spirit Walker. We'll have to come up with a name for Linda.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have to come up with a name.
Absolutely.
Because there are sometimes you have to borrow somebody else's faith.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, I think most of us have gone down the pathway where we weren't quite sure if we were the person that other people think we are.
Right.
Or if we had the talent or the skill, or if fill in the blanks for this. But, you know, when that happens, and here's my question, you know, I always wonder if Spirit Walker Nicole is there for you,
mm-hmm.
was it kind of the same? And so, like, can't wait to ask this question. So, Nicole.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, did you have a similar experience or was your leap of faith different?
My leap of faith was, I think, the more Jamie and I would take our classes together, do workshops, and especially give readings, because that's what we're best at, in my opinion, is when we are able to connect one-on-one with our clients. I think the more I saw that, the more I saw, like, just in, you know, yes, I'm biased, but how magical she is and how good she mm-hmm. was. And I knew in my soul that, you know, if she could get rid of, not get rid of, but step into this fully, instead of having the distraction of, you know, the 8 to 5 and all that, if she could just harness this, I knew this business would grow. I knew it would. And I knew she would be able to reach out to so many more people and connect with them. My leap of faith, I think, would be, though, is telling her, like, okay, let's do this. Because there's a lot of responsibility in that, you know, because that it would, I mean, if it didn't, like, where would we be? What is she going to do? She just left this amazing job with a retirement and benefits and all this. And now, well, Spirit Walker Nicole said, so, but I knew it wouldn't go that way, but you know, there's always that, oh man, but I knew. So that's why I just pushed her and pushed her and pushed her to do it. And, you know, and look where we are now. So I absolutely know that we're doing the right thing.
Well, you know, part of this too is, you know, it's hard to bring a gift and talent out into the world. And by the way, Benny, I think what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines for folks that want to actually experience what these gifts and talents are from both Jamie and Nicole. But, you know, the thing that I think is so important is like somebody said to me a long time ago, you know, they said, look, Pat, it's great, you're doing this show, but man, you're not going to be able to take people to a place you haven't gone before. And I thought about that and I thought, well, man, wait a minute. I know what it's like to be homeless. I know what it's like to be arrested for something you didn't do. I know what it's like to have a mom that committed suicide. What else could there be? And then 6 months, my body gave out. See, that was the one thing in my life I had not experienced. And so it's like, be careful what you ask for. And I don't remember asking for it, but I did remember asking, can I help people out there? Can I take this unknown type of venue and do shows that are going to rise people up? Can I have empathy for people that are sick when I've not experienced it? And I got to tell you, that was a lesson I needed to learn. That was a lesson. And I could see how, in order for you to help people take that leap of faith, how would you be able to do that without having done it yourselves?
Exactly. That's the biggest part, is that we always find in our line of work that the life experiences that we have and that we go through seem to bring us those exact same energies to us. Because now we've gone through that, we're able to process it. We're able to work with our spirit teams and be able to help others. Like I tell people, when, you know, we announced our divorce last year, I had about 5-6 in a row clients that came in for readings who wanted directional readings and guidance readings. Yeah. And they were all going through some form of separation, divorce, talking about divorce, relationship issues. And it blew my mind at how that lined up for us. Like, you know, you don't ask a questionnaire before they come into your reading about what would you like to accomplish today. So it really showed me that what we go through and what we experience is what's been brought back to us, which we'll talk about in a little bit, about a couple of people that we're helping take their leap of faith as well because of our story and watching us.
Yeah. And let's take a short break though, because I want to do that when we come back.
Absolutely.
Because let me just ask you this before we go to break. I think sometimes I have a ton of fun. And I love what I do. And I also do some powerful shows. And it doesn't matter which end of the spectrum it is. I always feel a sense of responsibility to the listeners. I always feel a sense of, you know, am I showing up the best version of me that I can show up?
Mm-hmm.
And I think on some days I have a fantastic listening audience. I think on some days I do. And on the days that I don't, I will get some kind of email from one of our listeners that say, I got one not too long ago that said, I won't mention your name, but you'll know who you are when I say this, that sent me a really beautiful, lovely snail mail thing. And basically kind of cool things inside of it, $20 bill, and basically said to me, hey, doing a great job. But you look tired. Take a vacation. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. What does a vacation look like when you are taking that leap of faith? And I mean a leap of faith. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're talking with psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. We're talking about leap of faith. We're also going to be talking about, you know, the leap of faith that they are both taking in terms of how they are walking forward in their own lives, you know, and how are they doing it in the absolutely unlimited potential of shades of spirit. What is it that they have said yes to help people, just like, it's kind of like me. What have they done to do that? And by the way, we are taking callers, so we'll be getting folks in the show, 1-800-930-2819. Also, if you have a question on social media over at Facebook, I think we're on Facebook and YouTube, but I haven't figured out how to look at YouTube yet. But if you're on Facebook right now, you can type in a question. We'll make sure we get it on air for you. Zach will handle that. Before we go to the phones, let's just talk a little bit about shades of spirit, because the evolution of you both coming together, shades of spirit. Mm-hmm. And so how did you go from taking classes together to shades of spirit together?
We decided, I had a separate Facebook page. I was Conveyor of Souls for quite a few years. And I realized that at the time, you know, we were evolving and growing. I was going through Reiki training. I love energy work, that it wasn't just about conveying messages from spirit. So we decided it was time to kind of rebrand, rename, really solidify our connection as, you know, mediums and, you know, just friends, and just bringing that all together and starting kind of, I don't want to say starting over, because it wasn't, it was just evolving it and growing it. So all of a sudden, you know, we're kind of bouncing around names. Nicole goes, I've got it. Shades of spirit. And I said, I love that, because what it signifies to us is all the different levels we work on. It isn't just that I'm a psychic medium. I'm also a Reiki practitioner. We do shamanic work. We do past life work. We love to learn and grow in this field. We are paranormal investigators. We do it all. And so that's where that shades kind of comes in as well.
And that's really nice for people to have a choice, because maybe some people, you know, aren't interested so much in the paranormal side, but they do want, like, to see if they can hear some messages. And maybe somebody doesn't want to hear messages and they just want a little bit of healing work. And that's all we, and that's exactly what she's saying. I mean, we love to do it. And Shades of Spirit was born because of how much we love to do all kinds of things. And when we got, like, we feel pretty comfortable, it's okay, what's next? What else can we add into this company to make it fresh and give people as many options as we can, so they can get, we're like a one-stop spirit shop.
And it works well because of our gifts.
I like that.
Yeah.
One-stop spirit shop.
That just fell out of my
mouth. She's got a new tagline.
Very good tagline for us.
I love it.
I love that. One-stop spirit shop.
But it also is about our gifts, because we work on different levels and realms. So that was also a big part of the name for us. I work really with the middle realm, your past loved ones, spirit guides. I really work well in the lower realms. So, you know, anything that's, you know, suicide victims, drug and alcohol overdoses, sudden deaths, down to just the jerks that have passed over, vibrating in that vibration still. We'll go in and do house, you know, I like to call them energy elevations. I'm not blessing a home. I'm not clearing a home. I'm elevating the energy in the home, spirit-wise and through the owners. So going in and kind of doing these energy elevations in homes, we're able to help spirit raise their energetic vibration to continue their ascension on their spiritual path, which is very empowering, where Nicole connects differently.
I feel very comfortable in the higher realm, sort of speaking to the spirit guides and the angels and getting those messages that maybe sometimes people wouldn't get if they just went strictly just to talk to their dead relatives or whatever it is. So that's why it's nice, because generally the messages blend together, and it just makes for a nice, like, unique experience, you know. And we pride ourselves on everybody, you know, walks away feeling good. Like, one of our goals, to whoever's in front of us leaves better than they did before. And we're happy to have a small part in that.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this too is what I love about what you both are sharing is, like, you meet people where they are. Let's do this. Let's hop over to the phones and let's bring on our first caller. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, we'll take Jen calling in from LA. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Jen.
Can you hear me? Jen. Hey. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I only found Shades of Spirit a few months ago, and I was fortunate enough to have a rate reading with Jamie recently, and she was wonderful, answered so many questions, let me interject and get my stresses out, and just help me work through several things. So it was wonderful.
Wow. So, you know, this is the thing that I love when folks call in, because, you know, I love what you said, get your stresses out. You said that right? Get your stresses out?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I could use a little bit of that myself. And I wish I had, like, major things to talk. No, I don't. But, you know, stresses. What are stresses? So, you know, what was the experience like for you, Jen, in doing the work? Because you don't sound like you got any stresses at the moment.
Oh, well, that's good, because I could use a daily shot of releasing stress, too, just like you said. But, yeah, you know, it made me think of what you all were talking about earlier, is that with Jamie and Nicole working tandem, is that I could really use that. I've moved around several times trying to grow roots where I am, and just don't have those friends that I could bounce information off, ideas, along, you know, the spiritual realm, because I'm also trying to move from my day job, office job, to spiritual aspects and where I can give of service. So any ideas on how to just find a home base of people who are like-minded and can help with the support that way would be great.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Thank you for calling in. Oh, my goodness. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
It actually, your energy is so much more vibrant, honestly. And I know it hasn't been that long, but I'm getting the chills, like head to toe chills. You are really working on that elevation and that ascension, which is fantastic. I actually got a new deck, which I love, and it's the Whispers of Love card.
Ooh,
I love this deck. And what is interesting, Jen, is that you were reaching out for help in that respect, of finding that community, bringing yourself together, advancing with what you want to grow spiritually as well. And the card was ask for help, and reminding you to please, please, please stop thinking you're going to do all this on your own. You've already started. And it's kind of hard to see these, you know, on the thing, but it's talking about what do you really need, and writing out that list of needs versus wants, and then allowing yourself to move forward. So like we said, you know, for me, it was a big step for me to take that leap of faith and quit that day job. But I had that support, and you're starting to work in that direction. intention. And it is about creating those manifestation lists and putting those intentions out and allowing the universe to take over. And I know that we talked a lot about that in your reading. What's interesting is the card that Nicole pulled as you were talking, and she pulled the chakra balancing angel card. So right now it's about balancing for you. It's about connecting. It's about realigning. So they told me to put realigning and they spelled it out for me because that's something they want you to focus on. You're never fully out of alignment, Jen. It's just that you need a little tweak every so often, like all of us, to kind of realign that center, to reopen all those chakra points and to accept. And that's a huge thing that they're talking about with me is acceptance for you, accepting yourself first and foremost, and then allowing yourself to be accepted by others in finding that community. When you do that acceptance part of it, it raises your vibration to a level where you attract those same individuals into your life. And it's going to just go from there. I can't wait. What'd you get here, Nicole?
Yeah. And you know, when you're in search of that community, and that's awesome. And there's so many resources, but remember the community that's always with you, and that's your spirit team. And believe me, they are your biggest cheerleaders, and they go where you go. I mean, they could probably carry a few more boxes, honestly, but it's so nice to have them behind you because they only want the best for you. And when you reach out to them, like when I say spirit team, I'm talking about your spirit guides and your angels, and you ask them to bring certain things into your life and to help with things, they are always right on top of it. They just need that permission, and then they are in working on it. And yeah, chakra balancing angel, we could probably all use a little chakra balancing. I was just talking at the break about, you know, this is my first radio show, honestly, so I'm a little nervous. And I was telling Dr. Pat, I got my throat chakra needs a little work. and we can, so it's just a message, and it's just letting you know that they're there. And it's about balance. It doesn't all have to be done in one day. It'll happen, you know, having that faith that things are going to work out because they totally will for you.
That's okay, wonderful. Jenny, are you ready to take the lead?
This was a leap for me to to reach out and to ask. And let me just put myself out there because I definitely need the help. So how ironic that you pulled the ask for help card. And I love the angels balance help. That's definitely what I need to help balance.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Jen. We will definitely connect with you. I'll connect with you probably this afternoon. So thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you so much. We're not done yet. We're going to take a short break. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to give us a call, have an on-air reading. For those of you that are over on Facebook, Zach is going to be watching that to bring your questions and comments. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jamie and Nicole about what does it mean to tap into shades of spirit? What are they? What does that mean? When you think about shades of spirit, are you thinking, well, wait a minute, I don't think I qualify for that? I will tell you this, that at the lowest point in my life, when what we call rock bottom, at the lowest point in my life, I had a moment, an inkling, where there was something that I could tap into to help myself rise up. And that's really what we're talking about. Sometimes we know it, sometimes we don't. When we come back, what shade of spirit would you like to tap into? We'll be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages2u.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody, welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. Guess who's here with us today? And we're going to talk a little bit about what they've got planned for all of you. And psychic medium Jamie, spirit walker Nicole. And before we jump to talk about Shades of Spirit, tell folks how they can work with you, how they can find out more about you, and about your upcoming show.
Fabulous.
All of that.
All that good stuff. We have our Facebook page. We want to personally thank Jessica for helping us put that together. She did a fabulous job.
Webpage.
And that is www.shadesofspirit.com. You can also follow us over on Facebook at Shades of Spirit LLC. And you can follow us on Instagram at just Shades of Spirit LLC, right? Yep. You can book appointments. Actually, we get messages. I prefer to kind of like book my own appointment, so I don't do it online, folks. I like to have my hands in everything in our business because I feel like that's my energy merging with yours when we book them. But you can message us. You can also call us at 858-684-7575. You can book appointments that way or ask questions. Definitely go check out the services page because we just are going to start in September, a really cool program, and it's going to be every first Monday. It's going to coincide with our monthly shows, which is fantastic, and it's going to be a small spirit sacred circle. So we're doing Shades of Spirit sacred circles. We're taking a small group. We will do that every Monday, the first Monday of every month, and it'll be based on our topics, and it will coincide with the meditations that we're recording as well. So each month, we're going to be putting up on our website a monthly meditation to coincide with the topic, which is really cool. I'm really excited to be finally doing those, some of our dreams there.
Yes,
I love it.
One-stop spirit shop again.
One-stop
spirit shop. That is so cool. I wanted to say to everybody that's either watching or listening, we're actually going to do readings today. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Please give us a call. Say hi to Benny when you do. For those of you over at Facebook, we're also watching whether or not you have questions over there. Let's just have a chat about Shades of Spirit, because I remember once upon a time when we actually talked about Mother Earth and greening the planet, there were a lot of people that did a lot of work out there, green expos and a number of just, it was the thing. People were out talking. They came together. They showed what things would help green the earth. And I remember they asked me to do a talk about it, because I had something I called the Green Challenge, right? And they asked me to do a talk about it. And I did a talk on the 50 Shades of Green. And when I did that talk on the 50 Shades of Green, here's what happened. I talked about how some people, to get them to put a can in the recycle, is still a shade of green, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we have evolved since I did that talk. But if they had tomatoes to throw at me, they would have thrown tomatoes. And I think when you think about Shades of Spirit, you know, to bring to the forefront that not everybody is going to sit on the top of a mountain. And there are many shades of spirit. For me, when I've been at rock bottom or sitting in a jail cell for something I didn't do, I am like into my foxhole prayers. But am I going to continue it? So shades of spirit has a very broad meaning, but a very powerful one. Mm-hmm. What does that come to mean for each of you? And then I've got a question that came in.
Got it.
For me, it's just a shade of spirit. If even a small shade of something that we can do from like a message that we give or a session, if that could touch somebody and make them feel better in any small way, then we've been successful. It doesn't always have to be this like epiphany of angel singing and, oh, you changed my every look. I'm totally different. You know, if like in an hour and a half long session, if we could say one thing that resonates and maybe makes a difference in just the way they look at spirit or just opens their minds or their hearts a little bit, then I just think we've done our job. And, you know, the thing about us is that, I don't know, I call them the woo-woo community because I'm very much a part of that woo-woo community. But when you come to us, what you get is we're normal girls. Like, you know, we're not all crazy dressed and, you know, like we have jobs. This is our job and there's kids and we have a mortgage payment and we still, you know, get upset if the electric bill is more than it should be. Like we're normal people with normal problems. And that's, you know, I think that's why people can relate to us so much is because we don't act like we have all the answers because we don't have all the answers. All we can do is our best and tell you what spirit is, the messages that they're giving you and that's going to help you.
Absolutely. You know, for me, the shades part of it really resonates on that soul level. Because if you think about it, we've had all these past lives. We've been building and building and learning and growing spiritually. And the shades that we go through, you know, that's our emotions as well. And they really can hit deep down. I mean, there's been times where Nicole's had to scoop me up off the floor in hysterical crying sessions, just releasing that energy out. And then I'll wake up the next morning and my shade that day might be purple, right? Going with colors. And that's, I'm feeling more enlightened. I'm feeling, you know, more lighter. So for me, you know, what we offer is a variety of services also to show that we never want to stop learning. We never want to stop growing. And we want to help people on any level we can. That's why we make a Reiki flow session. It's not just a regular Reiki session where you come or I do distance Reiki and we're done. We're pulling, you know, Reiki cards and chakra cards and getting into the root of what's on energetically with you and then clearing energy out and working it that way. So it's about ever evolving, ever growing, which, you know, a lot of people seem very complacent in their lives. And when they come to us, they're like, I'm looking for change. How do I do that? Well, we're going to talk to your angel. We're going to bring through your grandfather and we're going to get to, you know, what you've called as your demons inside and let's pull it all out. Let's bring it all together and let's help you create what you want to do. The best part for me is I walk away from every single solitary contact I have, whether it's on the phone, it's Zoom, it's in person when we're doing this work, and I'm a better person because I've learned something through their messages. And that I'm ever grateful for is being able to be in their presence. And people don't understand that. You know, I'm humbled by the fact that we're able to do this. We all are able to do this. But that I have such a connection with my spirit team and people like Nicole and, you know, our group that's been following us around. And to be a part of each and every one of these people's lives, I get to something in return. And that's that even exchange for me, which
and,
I love.
And we don't take each other too seriously. Like when I see her start
now that
to go,
I know. That I can tell you about firsthand.
Yeah.
But isn't that the way? I don't take myself too seriously either. I mean, I had a guest yesterday who had the wrong day for the show. I'm going to bring her back. But she showed up for the show and she was doing the show from a dressing room in Portugal. And, you know, so it for me, they're like, are you sure that's okay? I'm like, of course it's okay. Bring her on. Her story is compelling because my leap of faith in doing this was to show up as if I don't know what I don't know. But how else am I going to be of service to anybody? Talking about service, like we have a caller and then we have a question. Do you want to go to the caller first?
whatever you want to do.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Benny, Jackie, right? Jackie.
Hi. Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I love the show. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm like awesome. Awesome. Oh, my best friend Linda's coming to visit me, and I'm going to have to do a session before she comes.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
I know. Hey, how can we help you?
Well, I'm at that age where I'm getting ready to leave my full-time day job and sort of retire, but not retire, you know. But my big question is I've had the feeling before this coronavirus thing hit to move, to go somewhere else. And now it's kind of sitting on hold, but there's still a part of me that feels like I was looking at maybe Arizona, but that isn't feeling right. And all of a sudden I'm looking at places where there's ocean, where it's more moody like it is here in the winter. And I'm like, I don't know. So I was just curious.
Where are you at now, Jackie? Where do you live now?
Here in Seattle. Yeah,
got
here
it.
In Seattle.
Okay. So before you came on, I got a huge hot flash, which is very interesting. that's generally the energy of the person that's coming through, which they were talking about. If you are in kind of that age range, so our signs and symbols are completely different, and this is something new for me. But so I'm figuring that you're in that age range. Like you said, I'm getting ready to kind of retire. Arizona, they're showing me, is like, it's a great thought. But when I pulled the card out of the Divine Energy Oracle, it's reevaluate your priorities. So they want you to kind of go back, because you're at that part now in your life to where, congratulations, you get to kind of step back. You get to start living your life. What are your priorities, you know, without COVID, without whatever else is going on in the world? They're like talking and talking and talking about, if you center yourself in a place to where you're not, your heart isn't in it, then that's what the energy is that's going to be surrounding you. So it's almost like you need to kind of, they're actually showing a move, which is great. But it's like what they're doing is like when the veil comes over, like the one time I visited Seattle, it was sunny like San Diego. And my mom was disappointed because she's like, where's the rain? Where's the weather? Right. But it's like the veil gets pulled back. You need a little bit more of that sunshine, a little more of that energy, a little more of that vibration. You need a change. Absolutely. Because that's going to get the momentum going for what you're continuing to do. But they're definitely, I have an X on the Arizona, Texas, anything surrounding. I actually see more of like that California, still moving up the coast, on even borders. So look into some options to where you can be near water, because you are definitely a water person. That's what energizes you. There's no surprise why you stayed in Seattle so long based on the amount of energy there. So me, they want you to reevaluate, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And they want you to get real. They want you to go within. And you can do that by connecting with your spirit team as well. I remind people that the only other people that know what our life journeys are is our spirit team, because we sat on the other side and created this life path, what we wanted to accomplish, what we wanted to learn, who we wanted to come into contact with. So if we're not communicating with our spirit teams on a daily basis about, all right, today, what path agenda? And they'll help put those pieces in front of us. And I'm not sure if you, you know, do that on a regular, but I would definitely suggest doing that, because they're waiting for you. Your team is like, hello, what did you pull?
So it's kind of a strange card for your question, but just roll with me here. Have a little leap of faith that I'm gonna bring this home. So the funny thing about spirit teams is they'll be like, that's a cute question, but here's what we want to talk about. So they'll kind of skip over that and just let you know that basically what it is, it's the Angel of Music card. And at first I'm like, what in the heck is this? But it's talking about balance, and it's talking about music. They're talking about makes you feel like it brings you back into that state of mind, that happy place, if you will. And they're talking about just, you know, infusing that back into your life to raise up your vibration so you can think clearly and figure out what it is you want to do. Like, I would love to say, yes, move to sunny San Diego. It's so inexpensive, please. But there is something magical about living near this water. And so the connection is the music is going to put you in a higher vibration, a good state of mind. They're talking about really, do you resonate with music?
A little bit. I used to a lot more than I do now, but I need to get back at, you know, I just like to listen to music. I used to sing a little bit in choir, but Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense to me. And the water, I'm a Pisces, so, you know, that's where I like to be is by water.
So get some headphones, come down to the beach, sit on the beach and look at where you can move. Like get out the ads for the, just bring that back. It's just a reminder from your team to find that joy state, bring it back. And because they're saying it makes you feel better. So good luck to you.
It's a small area you're living in.
Yeah. My message to you, Jackie, is take a ferry ride, man. You know, that'll wake you up to what water is about. If you decide to go for a swim, you got to wear a wetsuit. It's like freezing in the water. Thanks, Jackie. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We have a write-in. So do we want to go to the write-in? All right. So this is from Connie Lynn. Hi, Jamie and Nicole. I am having so much trouble in my marriage and looking like a divorce. Can you speak on this, please? Thank you, Connie Lynn. Hi, Connie.
Hello, Connie. Okay, share the love. So, Connie, you pull up my heartstrings because I know this feeling all too well. And it's still, you know, it's still there. We met in high school and we've got three fabulous children. And when we hit 40, we went through a midlife crisis and just decided that this wasn't the path that we wanted to take. We started separating. Your guides, though, are showing this to be a little bit different. There's difficult times ahead is what they're showing me. So they're actually doing like the barriers that on the freeway, like don't go into this lane type of thing, or they've blocked off a street because there's more that's coming. And I'm not talking about negative stuff. I'm talking about what you think is a barrier. If you lift that off, it's going to clarity. So that barrier that they've put up there, those are one of those things that if we pushed real hard, we could move out of our way and we could continue on our path. So that whole relationship part is something deep in your heart. Now, what I pulled out of our heart deck is the Share the Love card. And what's really interesting about this one is you can see that he's holding a heart that's broken and yet there's light coming out of it. And the Share the Love card is also green, which is all about your heart center, your heart chakra. So Connie Lynn, what I want to know from you is really, what do you want? A lot of times, you know, we go back and forth and back and forth. They're talking about stop staying for all the wrong reasons, meaning you can do this on your own. And I do feel like this has been, you know, something that in a relationship that you've had for quite some time. So this would be really the new beginnings part of it for you and starting fresh and letting this, you know, evolve and grow, letting you evolve and grow. Stop. Okay. Your guides, for those of you that don't know, I'm not your fluffy kittens and unicorns. I have a friend that does readings like that. I'm very in your face. So they're talking about stop self-doubting and self-sabotaging yourself. Because at the end of the day, when you get up in the morning and, you know, maybe you guys are in the same room still and you look, you know, to the side of you, that initial gut reaction tells you everything you need to know. Your intuition has already given you the answers. And this card talks about you're entering a period of joy and tranquility. Well, that's because you're going to start finding yourself and being empowered. I learned that lesson very, you know, quickly, was to be myself and who do I want to be and empower myself and stand true to who I am. Yeah. And there's times that I don't know all the answers and I'm okay with saying that, but I know what I needed and what I wanted for me. And then I moved forward and it made everyone else around me better. And that's what they're showing me for you. What do you have there?
Just quickly, don't freak out. It's the Angel of Fertility card. before you just go, oh, but what this is talking about a rebirth of you and finding yourself and reinventing yourself and just knowing that you are amazing. And no matter what this situation is, you're going to get through it. That's probably one of the most difficult situations you can possibly go through. And people that have been through it are like, never again, I will never do that again. But you know, your team's there, your angels are there, and they're just reminding you that they're right there for this transformation, because that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, coming out of things better than we were before, and as hard as they are. So there's a new you, it's right there. It's just waiting for you. So good luck.
I love how that works though. I love how cards work, because she's got the fertility card, and you know, the line in ours is that you're starting over, the spread the love, open up, find yourself. Love it.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take a minute. How do folks find out more about you? And then we've got another caller. So should we go to the caller and then drop your find out stuff in? What do you want to do?
whatever works for us. You know, we're laid back, easygoing people.
Whatever works for us.
Whatever works for us.
Okay, let it all work. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's do it. Aisha calling in from Maryland. Hi, Aisha.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, how are you?
I am excited. This is my very first time I'm calling the show. Thank you so much.
Wait, what? We're here to help you.
Yes, I actually wanted to get a guidance about a decision I need to make, and it's about making a career choice. There are two choices for me. I mean, like two opportunities. One was introduced to me about a month ago, and the other one about a week ago. And so they are in the same field, but the first one is like a bigger company. The second one is a little bit smaller.
Okay, stop right there.
Both of them are successful, but...
Hold on. So this is what's super exciting, because I already wrote down, I take notes as you start to talk. And as you said, you're looking for the career change. I wrote one and two, smaller and bigger, and they made me circle smaller. So start with that, because that right there, I just tune into your spirit team and I'm like, where does she need to go? They didn't show me that you were moving very far, but they did show me that that smaller unit is actually the family you've been looking for in your career all this time, that those individuals and their energy really coincides with yours. And I do see you in a building, and I do see you, it gives me the chills, smiling again. Enjoying what you're doing again, not feeling the burden of others. You're not going to have that weight that they've been putting on you in other jobs, because you're so good at what you do. Oh my gosh, you're so good at what you do, and you've been taken advantage of for so long in this career because you're so nice that they're like, this is finally going to be somewhere that you can go and be you and be appreciated. Whew, I got the chills.
Yeah, and the angel that I pulled from you is the angel of harmony card. So it's just like what she's saying. I feel like you've been a little bit out of balance, and what you are lacking is that harmony, that like that something that, and spirit is definitely meeting you halfway on this. And I think what Jamie said was absolutely correct. And I think you already knew this. Sometimes we just need a little push, right? We need to take that little leap of faith or have other people go, it's okay to do it. But it's great. It's whatever decision you make is going to be great, but you're going to be, good luck to you.
Congratulations
to you.
Thank you
so much. Everything you said so resonated with me. Honestly, I was more towards this, like the smaller one.
There you go. Validation.
There you go.
Sure.
Thank you.
This is the right feeling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
These are short readings. How do people work with you on the broader sessions? Because these are small. They're radio readings, but sometimes is a bigger story. Like my sense of our last caller, there's more information to help her. How do people do that with you both?
You guys can visit us at shadesofspirit.com. That's our beautiful website that is up and running now. You can also join us over on Facebook and Instagram at Shades of Spirit LLC. We have our services listed, our prices listed. You can also call us at 858-684-7575 with any questions in regards to our services, and we can book those for you.
I love it. And when's the show starting?
Our show starts Monday, 8 a.m., everyone. Early risers we are not, but we are going to be there for you at 8 a.m. every Monday.
And that's on transformationtalkradio.com. This is going to be a leap of faith, 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Yeah, that's the leap of faith right there.
No, it totally is. When I went to school in California, I realized that, I'm an early morning person. I'm in the Pacific Northwest. I'm like 5 o'clock. I can't sleep anymore. When I went to school in California, I didn't want to get up. And I don't know if it's the California air or the sunshine. I'm just not sure. But a friend of mine is so logical. You know what she told me?
What?
She said, you sleep in the morning in California because it's the coolest. I mean, this is like got to be a Virgo. My friend is a Virgo. Like, that's why you slept in the morning, because you couldn't get to sleep at night because it's so bleeping hot.
She is right. And she's wise, because my dad, who's a Pisces, says the same thing. So,
is that it? There you go. There we go. Psychic medium Jamie, spirit walker Nicole, Monday on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us. This was awesome. Fun.